A te marie e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi pōho, nau mai, haere mai. Welcome along. This is the mighty Coco Solid with Just One Kiss, and we are hearing from Coco Solid right now about an awesome new project that she is setting up with Big Fat Raro out in Onehunga. It's going to be an artist-run space, a community space, a kind of whatever it needs to be space, which is going to be wahine-led, queer-led, and centering on indigenous and POC communities. And they set up a booster campaign about 2 weeks ago to help make Feke Fortress a reality, and in the first day they hit 50% of their target, which is to make $50,000, which I think goes to show that the community is so keen to have something like this happen. You can head over to booster.org.nz and find Feke Fortress if you want to help them hit 100%. They're currently at 91%. But I had a chat with Coco yesterday about the project and why she's put it together. Phone quality's a little bit scratchy, so bear with. It's just these COVID times. But the first thing I asked her was how she's feeling about that crazy response.
I'm feeling really shocked. I was kind of, you know, really bracing myself for a month of crowdfunding hell, as you do when you're in kind of like, you know, this kind of racket. And it's just kind of went bonkers, and we've got 50% in like the first day, and then after that it's just been a really supportive, steady climb, but heaps of people just reaching out, feeling that I guess that inspiration, but also that kind of desperation that they need something that goes against all of the energy and discourse that we're getting flooded with at the moment. So
yeah,
if I can be the good vibes kind of co-papa driven bimbo, you know, I'm a bear. That's what the people are asking, you know. I'm like, I'll be it, because yeah, at the end of the day the arts are they're in a really strange place.
For people who are listening and maybe don't know what Feke Fortress is yet, how would you explain it? Because it feels like in many ways the seed of it is quite simple, but the concept goes so broad about, I guess, the possibilities that the space can encapsulate, and I guess the way that the community's responded sort of reflects a little bit of what you were saying about how people want to take this space and use it in a multitude of ways. What's Feke Fortress all about?
Yeah, the kaupapa, I think, the outside, the film set, the pitch of it is, hey, it's a community space and a gallery in Onehunga. But I think the iceberg underneath all of that is that we are used to the industrial business model of the gallery and the community space. And this is something that I'm really disinterested in. I would like to create a space that doesn't kind of mine and exploit creative people, especially, you know, Māori, Pacifica, Wahine, our queer communities. We're all kind of really wheeled out for cultural capital, and people don't really think about the trauma that causes. There's also a huge expectation on us to consult and tell the fraught parts of the sector, like, what's your problem, or why don't you tell us what we could do better? And I want to create this kind of energy and this opportunity where we are actually advocating together for ourselves separately in a space that doesn't expect and let us down.
Yeah.
So it's really, I think, slow burn styles, and it's coming off that kind of capitalist model that really depends on burnout, and us working at a really accelerated, unhealthy pace, us being like, there's a lot of, you know, I'm arguably one of them, but there's a lot of artists that don't actually like the cult of personality, public persona interfacing that we have to do to actually survive.
For sure.
You
know? For sure.
And so I'm like, where do these people go? And why is it that the conditions of creativity that comes with, you know, the fine print of you belong to us now. I'm like, no, you know, can we not just safely congregate and have, I guess the main thing that I've learned that I will go and do kind of public work, maybe you know, be on a panel and do a talk and then you have an exhibition and whatnot. And you'll have some memorable moments, it'll be cute, there'll be some good discussions, but the real shit goes on when you're having a smoke outside.
Yo.
Or somebody comes up to you in the hallway and goes, oh, I really needed to hear that right now.
Yeah.
And then you and that person end up, I don't want to say trauma bonding, but you end up, you know, really connecting and going, really? You were feeling that? And you end up really connecting with that person, and that person ends up coming into your world in a really meaningful way because you were able to have a private exchange on your own terms.
Yeah.
So that's where I see culture is heading. It's more sovereign, it's not as kind of, industrialized and edited for public consumption. Culture, I think, if we really need to solve some of these big picture problems, we need to be doing a lot of behind the scenes work.
Yeah.
And that's what I want it to be, you know? That's what Tuki and I both really treasure, is holding community behind the scenes and doing that kind of background story work so that by the time they do express and share their work, they're in a good space with it, you know?
For sure.
I know I value that in my process, yeah.
I feel like, I mean, part of this response, I guess, that the speed at which people have been like, yes, this is what we need at the moment, I think that, I mean, it reflects a lack at the moment that we are seeing in the arts spaces around Aotearoa and internationally as well, but also it also reflects the amazing mahi that you and Tuki are already doing and have been doing for ages in that space. So people, I think, know that they can, like, there's so much trust there. People are so excited for this and so ready to move into that space. And I think of all the amazing work that you've been doing with Queenie Control as a kind of like sovereign platform for music making and the incredible stuff that's come out of that, like, oh my god, Samara Alofa, like Brown Boy Magic, the stuff we've been hearing is unreal. And you know, that's always been there, but given that space to thrive in its own terms, in its own time, is absolutely so crucial to allowing that type of art making to happen. And I feel like that's why everyone is so excited, because they're just so ready for more of this. We're all ready for more of this. What are you excited for, I guess, when it comes to putting this new plan in action?
I think you hit it on the head with on your own terms, in your own time. You know, like, you're not kind of racing towards this promise, which I see the business models that we're constantly having to assimilate to, getting us down again and again. You know, you want to actually process, conversate, connect, work on the mahi in a way that feels like it's going to be sustainable and long-term for you. And I'm excited about the set off the grid energy.
Yeah.
And I guess, yeah, the radical thinking you can do when you don't have a gun in your back.
Yeah.
or you don't have rent due necessarily.
Yeah.
I feel that you know, Queenie Control is a good example where we are a label, but I make it a point to do exactly the opposite of everything that a label would do. Like, I pretty much think, what would a recording sex say right now to this person? I think that I will say the opposite. Take your time.
Yeah.
You know, like, put out the single that you think is a good one. I have no vested kind of, you know, control over what you want to do.
Totally.
It is really about, and, you know, all of the pussy and income and revenue stream from that music, that belongs to the artist. Mm. It doesn't belong to us. We're good, you know, we get our own back. It's about the kaupapa, and it's about setting people free from the conditioning and the paradigms that people are just saying, oh, it's the industry. Oh, that's just the art.
Yeah.
That's how we've always done it. I'm just like, you know, I said to myself I wouldn't get all radical before this interview, but, you know, that business model is broken.
Yeah.
It is broken. It's dead.
Totally.
I mean, look, you know, look at 2022. It's giving shit show. And so I just really want to, I really want to push against everything that I was indoctrinated into.
For
sure. That didn't quite sick with me.
I think, I mean, it is giving shit show big time, and I think we're all feeling, I mean, anyone who's worked in the arts or in music for a long time, or even just not even worked but like been in those spaces, we know it's not sustainable. Everyone's working 7 different jobs and doing 15 different hustles, and it's sometimes, if that's how you thrive, go off, that's awesome, but like, actually most people just want to be able to do one cool thing or two cool things and eat and sleep in a nice house, and that's so not a like crazy thing to ask for. And what we're seeing this year is people actually having to be like, oh, we don't have that when there's something like crazy like this that stops us from
that's doing
that, you know. And it shouldn't be such a shock, but it still is, because we're all experiencing
we get this, you know, get seen as like, this is just such a radical concept. This is just really crazy right now. I'm like, it's really not that crazy.
Yeah.
It's actually like, when you break it down, it's very basic. It is saying, where is our community at? And I'm not looking to create the hot new venue where everybody floods and it completely gets, you know, run into the ground. This is actually, you know, if you're going to try and attempt to create a safer space for people, you have to be really, I think, let that community lead.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of pragmatism and discernment and quite, you know, tight underground curation as well as public stuff as well.
Mm.
We have to do the labour outside of public consumption, especially because there's always pressure for what's the answer. I mean, I'm constantly in a position where I'm getting asked, reimagine the future, what could the future look like? And I'm like, if you just give me a minute, you know, I could, you know, maybe tell you. And I'm not going to answer that on my own either. I'm going to make that a collaborative, communal conversation. I just love the fact that people want to see new structures and new systems. And I really hope that this isn't the only one or the last one that I see locally. I hope people, they really start doing things like this. They start erecting and, founding new ways of thinking. Notice every time we
was the wonderful Coco Solid chatting with me about Feke Fortress, which is an amazing boosted campaign, I guess, that's running at the moment for an amazing space to centre narratives that are often, as Coco mentioned, brought into the gallery space to serve a function that doesn't actually serve those communities that well. So this is going to be a really awesome sovereign space in Onehunga, and if you want to support it, then you can go to boosted.org.nz, Feke Fortress Community Space and Gallery. And in the spirit of what Coco was talking about it being a community thing and for people, by the people, in their own time and pace, we've been listening to some of the Queenie Control artists. This is Samara Alofa, of course. We also heard Kōtero and Brown Boy Magic. three artists that Coco has been supporting through her sovereign music platform, Queenie Control, which has got a really cool website. It's Queenie spelled K-U-I-N-I. You can read up about those artists. You can see a little bit more about what they have been bringing into their kaupapa and how they work. It's really, really good writing on there as well. And we also listened to Coco's own track, Just One Kiss, from the mighty album Coax, which came out on Waitangi Day a few years ago now. And we're going to listen to a bit of Whānau Spa now to kind of round off the set. A fantastic project from a few years ago, which still goes so, so hard. The track is Breakfast. It's got a bit of swearing in it if you're a small person or have a small person nearby, just a heads up. But get on Boosted and support this project because we need more spaces like this in Tamaki Makaurau. And as Coco said, I hope we just see more and more of that because it's always exciting and always awesome when something like this comes about.
Clap. I'm moving mountains and don't need no space to address that.